But one of the great festivals is returning to the Hunter, in fact, returning to the lake this weekend. It is the Rathmines Catalina Festival, and always a bit of fun. And somebody that's got his finger on the pulse in what we can expect with this year's festival is the president from the Rathmines Catalina Memorial Park Association, and Bill Anderson. He joins us at the moment. Good morning, Bill. I believe not only you're fairly new to the association, but you're fairly new to the Hunter, about 18 months in. So welcome aboard.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Yeah, it's a pleasure. It's an absolute delight to live here. My wife and I are delighted we've made the move and we're on the water. It's fantastic. So.
Well, you've made a good one. Can I inquire whereabouts you've moved here from?
Mark, we're down in the Hawkesbury, Richmond, Windsor, Currajong, on that base of the Blue Mountains.
Oh, that's not too bad either. But look, you made a good move and you're in charge, finding yourself in charge of the Rathmines Catalina Festival. So it is a wonderful, fun festival. What are some of the things we can expect to find on the weekend?
Like, yes, it is, and there's an awful lot of work gone in. The previous president, Penny Ferner, and her committee are actually coordinating and Big Bang events are doing the organising. Wonderful job by those volunteers. The gates open at 9 o'clock. I've noted the weather. It's going to be a warm day, but fine, so it should be a terrific day for the festival. There's a whole lot of flying programmed, Mark, as is the norm. The RAF roulettes, the aerobatic Air Force team, are on station at 11:30. And they plan to do the usual display. I was lucky enough to see them at Swan Hill earlier in the year. It's just a tremendous display. And they will return around about 2 o'clock for the main stage. They're going to have a meet and greet and autographs if the visitors would like to meet the roulette pilots.
So that really sounds like the showpiece of the festival. Of course, helicopter joy flights as well. And there'll be some cars on display. So you'll be able to get that sort of vehicles as well.
Yeah, look, correct. We have a vintage car show and shine. I'm told there's well over 100 cars scheduled there. The other items that are of interest, the military vehicles will return. They're an array of these wonderful vehicles. They're well worth inspection. And, of course, we've got to mention Felix, the black cat. He's a regular visitor, scheduled at the moment overhead at 1:30. And we probably make the point Felix doesn't land on the lake anymore. It's a safety come maintenance issue, but he will do his normal fly past. And the other bits and pieces, a great range of community and food stalls on display, plenty of food, plenty of things to look at, buy, shop, etc.
Look, I think you've pretty much got the entire day covered, Bill. Of course, the marshals will be there keeping everybody safe and getting us in and out of the car parks as quickly as we can. So show them the courtesy that they deserve for giving up their time as well. Bill, I'll let you go and put the finishing touches on the runway, and I'm sure it'll be a great day this weekend.
Yeah, look, thanks, Mark. And just our appreciation to Lake Mac Council particularly for their support and the other supporters. Really appreciate the working relationship with them. And it'll be a great day. I look forward to meeting people on the day.
Thank you very much. That's Bill Anderson, the president of the Rathmines Catalina Memorial Park Association. If you'd like some information ahead of the day, you can just head to 2NURFM.com on our morning show page. Not only will you get all the info on all the interviews that we do, but also on the Catalina Festival. We've got some links up there for you this morning. It is 17 to 10, 2NURFM. Good morning.